Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Wow. I'm on broadcasting from the North Shore of Long Island. Breaking news. All the 7-Elevens are mysteriously closed. Rumored? Some major money laundering scheme. I don't know. Got a phone call saying that. Hasn't been verified. Breaking news. I'll check on it later and fill you in as to what the heck is going on out here. What can I say? Anyway, we'll keep it moving along with that. Hopefully I'm on the good switchboard today, not the evil switchboard, that will let me broadcast and not cut out on me. That's what happens the further out you get from Manhattan. You get weirdness. Very, very weirdness. Anyway, let's not worry about that, huh?
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever is gonna be, is gonna be. Gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. No, 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 no. Just say que sera, que sera. Oh, just say que sera. When I grew up and I fell in love, and I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Is what my sweetheart said. Said, day, Sarah.
Yeah.
switched over. Thank you so much. They end their show early. The Wacko Bob Show, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. Always an interesting show and drop-ins. I see Kat's in the house. Kat, weren't you just at Wacko Bob's? She gets around, that Kat. She sure does. And having fun. Let's have some Bria. I like a little more Bria.
Thank you.
That was Bria Skonberg. Oh, look who's in the house. Besides Wacko Bob, it's the wonderful Steve Mendoza. Oh, and Betty Jill, I hope you're Skyping this phone number and it's not costing you money every time you listen to my radio show. Betty Jo Tucker in the house. The Steve Mendoza Show, World Talk Radio Report. Hello, Kat. Wacko Bob, Mondays through Fridays at 9 a.m. And, of course, Cyanide, who will someday have his own radio show, I have a feeling. Mr. Dirt Biking Man. And let me go back because I also like to, let me see what's going on here. I'm working two computers today. That's what I have to do a radio show from where I'm at on the island this week. Let's see, Movie Attic Headquarters this week, Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's the Cloris Leachman Comedy Ambush on Movie Attic Headquarters, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Cloris Leachman brings along her own sound effects as she ambushes Movie Attic Headquarters during this very funny interview, which airs by popular demand, again, Tuesday the 18th. She talks about her autobiography, working with Mel Brooks, her experience with the actor studio's iconic film roles, and much more. And Cloris's son. What a weird name, Cloris. I wonder where that comes from, Betty Jo. Maybe you'll find out tomorrow. Okay, Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check it out. And it's a beautiful day. I'm on the North Shore of Long Island. Very, very nice for once. I'm playing hooky. Okay, Wacko Bob, I think you have a Saturday show too, but I'm not sure. And let's keep it moving right along. Okay, with Camille Theobald, the Euclideer.
Hi, welcome to my new place. I'm in another new place, so it's different. Today I'm going to be doing a letter, another one from Israel, which we will be keeping anonymous so that they don't lose their job. Dear coworker, that no one can stand, please quit. Everyone wants you to. Your first day, you come in and you have to repaint your entire office and replace all the furniture with your own crappy IKEA furniture. Why? That furniture wasn't good enough for you? But you don't only change your office space. You have to change everyone else's, too. You change the settings on the microwave. Microwaves are supposed to heat your food up so that it's warm and you can eat it and it's tasty that way. But no, you prefer to just have it be a device for spinning food around in circles for fun. I noticed that you changed the settings on the refrigerator as well. So when I opened it up, everything was melting and it was like a heat wave inside of that freezer. Freezers are supposed to be like Antarctica, not the Sahara Desert. Polar bears would die. You killed all the polar bears in that freezer. Who needs their frozen food to stay frozen? Ha! Not you! I do! But you obviously don't care about that. Then, you have to leave your dishes out on the counter for weeks with dirty food on it. Do you not notice the cockroaches that have been hanging out and growing in size because of the nutrition that they're getting from the food that you leave? I've even recognized some of them. They have names now. It's like a horrible sequel to Joe's Apartment, which is a bad movie in the first place, so if you don't get that reference, it's okay. But I do not want dancing and singing cockroaches in this office. Gross! Why don't you just get your own microwave and your own little fridge, okay? Keep your microwave cold and your refrigerator warm. Because you're weird. You're weird! Who keeps their fridge warm? Only you. I don't even care if you do your job well, because you're pissing me off. Love, Anonymous. Time until I wrote it down, yet these are letters that I say free.
now some comedy from Joe Mulligan.
When they get inside the castle and they find the room where Dorothy's at, and the Tin Man takes his axe out, he starts kicking the door down, pauses the film. Okay, where did the Tin Man get his axe from? And I said, Stu, is this where the movie loses credibility for you? Because you have no problem with the flying monkeys, right? But here's where the film heads south for you. Good, good, good. It's true. Come on, it's true. Women. Women know things that men will never know. It's true. Women know things like colors. Right? Because apparently this color doesn't go with that color. How do you know that? Seriously, I mean, did you get a color wheel while I was in gym class? How do you? Every husband in this room outside of the bedroom can't wear that. Why not? Because that doesn't go with that. So what, I'll blow up? What?
Was it broken?
Broker in Montreal. All right, folks, I am familiar, like I said, with every style of music. Please give me a musical song. I think about Gigi, the investment broker from Montreal.
My name is Gigi. Listen to me. I'm going to help you financially. I got a prize. It looks real good. You asked me to invest. I say, monsieur, I'm supposed to do it. I say,
Broadway song about Kathy, who is the office manager of a mall in Bennington, Vermont.
Come see all the Christmas display there. They came out of my budget, and I did them for you. Won't you come now and throw a coin in my fountain? I collect them. And I keep them.
And what do you do for a living in Canfield, Ohio?
I work in a drywall. Sell drywall.
You sell drywall in.
I got a wish for a do. I got a half inch of three quarter do. You can buy if you don't flinch. I said, what the heck? Go for the inch. It'll sound from your house, and I'll do it there too. I got some little lessons. I can do them for you. You got to be in my back and call. Diane from Canfield sells drywall. Yo, yo.
Nurses. Ah, very good. All right, how many people here have actually ever heard Bollywood music before?
That was.
She says I can set your temperature. I say she can tell you how to take a temperature in about half a dozen kinds of ways.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Let me bring out a very loud woman. All right.
comedy lifestyle. How you doing, Greg? Nice, pretty bro, Jenna. Yay, Jenna! In the house, and Rissa, and a very, very lovely, lovely group of people here. And that's all I can see. I imagine this much like death. These are the only people I'll see in the front row. But anyway, no bite, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Okay? I'm a new age woman.
Woo!
Every time someone asks my age, I'm going to give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met him the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. That's just the way I hope. I don't like to shop. I'm sorry. Yes, my husband, he's very sweet. He's very sweet. But how many married people? Raise your hand for class. Going that well, eh? Okay. My husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look. You know this look, lady?
What? It's just about the milk. Because there wasn't enough of a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? What? Is this about the last piece of cake you were saving and I ate it? Sorry! What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? I've been married a long time. What makes my marriage work is date night. Gotta have the date night, right? You gotta go on those dates. So, yes, once a week, you go out, good food, good wine, good companionship. I go Tuesday, he goes Thursday. And he's always on some new fad diet. Now he's on this diet, coconut and bananas. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Working out for him, they've discovered a cure for insomnia. Yes! Watch Lincoln! Watch Lincoln! Oh, no. That was, I'm sorry. And he did not, there was no acting there. He did a voice from a man nobody ever heard. Why do you get an Academy Award for that? Why? I was like,
hey, man, Mary, what's going on? Maybe I should go free somebody. Get a picture on a penny. What do you think? Mary, you're crazy. Hey, Mary, what's going on out there? I don't know. Why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Don't we have any other colors? What's there? What's going on? Remember the last thing that Mary said to him?
Would it kill you to go to the theater?
Sorry, Lincoln.
Same for all, and no doubt, we're trapped and
chat room, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. She's going to have Cloris Leachman on her show this week, Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters. Always a fun show with Betty Jo. Also, you can listen to any of the Blog Talk Radio shows in archives. So you might go through. Debbie Reynolds was interesting on Betty Jo Tucker. I love the Rita Moreno one. There's so many celebrities, I can't possibly name them all. Go to Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio. And Wacko Bob, same thing. A lot of archive shows as well. Steve Mendoza. Always something cooking on the Steve Mendoza Show. I think you should do celebrity recipes and have people call in and give some recipes, Steve. How about that? Okay, World Talk Rock Report. Okay, with Kat. She's in the house, too. And, of course, Cyanide from across the sea. And, Cyanide, you now have a cat. You don't have a dog anymore. I did see your dirt bike. He posted a picture of it. He's a sporty man over there just outside of Amsterdam somewhere. Just having fun, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? You want to have a good time. Yep. Okay, let's go. Where can we go here? Here, how about Soce or Sose?
Yeah, huh. I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. They need to grab a hold of the stand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go. Even though you might the nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I want to spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs. But you go about creating, unleash your potency, make it devastating.
the garden. You gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon. Walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, He's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. Just gotta keep the devil way.
So I had a little accident with my husband's car. I'm backing out of the garage and I took off the side view mirror. Oh, please. In my defense, I don't think it was that well attached. Someone who's done this. Yes, yes. I'm there, honey, who needs that mirror anyway? You know. I remember when my Irish grandmother came down to Greenwich. And we're in a traffic jam. She said, Jane, darling, beep your horn. And I'm there, no, Grandma, we don't do that here. She said, beep your feckin' horn. And I wouldn't. She stuck her head out the window. She said, move your fat ass. Thank you, Grandma. That's going to help us get in the country club. Yeah. Thanks, Grandma. Oh, yeah. I still remember the country club interview. That was, yeah, another finest moment of Janie Condon. Yeah. This Wall Street guy, they have like cocktail parties, and he just kind of cut me from the herd. And he's there, so Jane, where did you summer as a child? I'd never heard summer used as a verb. But I like to think I'm quick on my feet. And I said, well, actually, we summered where we wintered. We summered on the screen porch. We wintered in the den. Let me introduce you to my husband. He shows well. Yeah. My one regret about my kids is I wish I'd disciplined them more. One time we were out on a sunfish, and my little one, as a teenager, he was back-talking me. And I tried to rise above it, and then he back-talked me again, and I just tossed the kid off the boat. I did, and I said, "You can swim home." Well, the kid was in shock. He is unaccustomed to such treatment, being a child of Fairfield County, right? And he's there, "Mom, I'm going to report you to social services." And I said, "Go ahead. They remove you from the home, not me." One for the moms, yeah!
That was Jane Condon, live at Caroline's. Thank you all for tuning in. Boy, that went fast, didn't it? I'd like to say a special shout-out to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow 4 p.m. It's Clara's Leachman time. Anything can happen, people. And then we have also... Steve Mendoza in the house. He'll post when his show is. The Steve Mendoza Show. Just follow him and then you'll know. World Talk Rock Report. Whoa, Cat. Wacko Bob, Mondays through Fridays, 9 a.m. Always an interesting show and a special big kiss. Shout out to Cyanide all the way across the sea. A good listener. Thank you all for joining. This is Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Glad I fit it in. I did it on a different computer and that seemed to work out. So, thank you all for tuning in today to Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day.